Psalm 84, Preface. We daily hear the voice of Jesus in His Word, and we behold the sign and seal of His covenant in the holy sacraments. For in baptism is the name of our covenant God, and in the Lord's Supper we orally receive Christ's body and blood for a testimony that He is ours. So, both by the Word and the sacraments we are assured that God is our good and gracious Father, Christ our beloved brother and the friend of our soul, the Holy Ghost our comforter, teacher, and counselor, the angels our companions and guardians, and heaven our sure inheritance. These things are the treasure and the glory of God's believing children, the community of saints. What thing is there more precious? What more glorious, what more comforting and useful under the heavens than to be a citizen in the kingdom of Christ, a living member of the Christian church, His mystical body? Let us be thankful unto our God, who has so graciously called and received us into His congregation, and has hitherto kept us in the true faith. Let us be faithful to the church, which abides in the words of Christ. For those continuing in His word, He pronounces His disciples indeed, and He has promised that they shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. John 8:32. Let us love the church, holding purely the word of truth, and rather suffer all things, even death itself, than fall away from her, as also the 84th Psalm exhorts. Love and longing for the house of worship. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yea, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well, the rain also fills the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appears before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in Thee. Summary. This psalm praises the excellency of God's Word, commending it above all things, treasures and pleasures, money and honors. Rather, should we sacrifice all else than to be without the Word of God? Better a doorkeeper in the house of God, better poor and despised, but enjoying the comforts of God's Word, than to dwell in palaces among luxuries and filled with enticing lusts, luring on in the broad way of carnal indulgence. Vastly superior is the spiritual joy of the heart to all the carnal enjoyments of the senses. The assurance of forgiveness and the certainty of grace is softer to a weary soul than a pillow of down to an effeminate body. The Word of God gives light and peace, strength and hope, victory and joy. It upholds and comforts in life and death. Blessed are those who love the Word of God, being always ready to incline their ears and hear. Well trodden should be the way to the house of worship, like the way to the market. Prayer. Praise and thanks be unto Thee, Lord our God, because Thou hast granted us Thy Word, showing to us the way of salvation. Do Thou, by Thy Holy Spirit, work effectually in us through this, Thy Word, that it may prove in us a living and fruitful seed bringing an hundredfold, and that the fruit remain unto eternal life. Amen.